Hello everyone. Thank you for joining us in this second day of Matomo Camp. We will start the day with a very interesting presentation from Johan about Tag Manager and Consent Solutions. Johan is a developer and project lead on web and web analytics since 2012. He is tech lead for Matomo on the Swedish digital agency Whitespace. Today we will learn with him how to handle user consent with Matomo and Matomo Tag Manager. Johan, I am leaving the floor to you.
Hello everybody. My name is Johan Westin and I've been working with the web for a very long time, and I actually started my professional career back in 2004. For the last couple of years I've been working at Whitespace, and I've been responsible for making sure the tech is working as expected with Matomo. I've always been focused on open source software and are trying to push what's possible with a free and open platform such as Matomo. Is really, really exciting. I've been working with both large and small clients, and we always find that they have the same questions in how to manage consent on their web pages and also how Matomo handles cookies. So let's get started. What is a cookie? The easiest way to think of it is it's a very, very small file or piece of data stored in the browser on your computer. And only the web page you are on can actually access that data. So google.com can never access cookies for microsoft.com and vice versa. And since a cookie is just a file, or when we're talking computer language, a string, it can contain almost anything. A very common strategy is to use cookies to store unique identifiers that you can use to remember if a user has logged in, or if they have made a specific choice, for instance, to actually allow the browsers to store cookies. Data in the cookies are the only piece of information that can persist between visits to a page. And it's also important to remember that you can actually steal somebody else's cookie if you have access to their network or if you have access to their computer. And there was actually a program back in 2010 called FireSheep that did exactly that for famous social media sites. Anybody remembers it? It's actually possible for almost anybody with a little bit of technical skills to look in the cookie jar. In most browsers today, you can use something called the developer tools to actually look or delete cookies or create new ones if you want. Here we can see free cookies for whitespace.se, and it's a bit small maybe, but I've created my own one called Crunchy. And this is how you create a cookie within the developer tools or with JavaScript code. So it's only one line. There is, of course, a lot of more options you can set when creating a cookie, but this is the most basic use case for creating a cookie that will persist within the browser. The information within the cookie is actually sent back to the server on almost on most requests, not all requests. We will learn a little bit more about what requests later. But here we can see an example for how the cookie data is actually sent with the request. It's called a HTTP header, and all requests that you are doing to a web page has this data with it. And the server then can use the cookie information to know who is browsing, should they be logged in, is it in a Matomo context, we are talking about a visitor ID, usually. So that was a very brief introduction to cookies. Let's move on. We also have consent. Consent is quite simple, but most people get it wrong anyway. When asking for consent, the user needs to say yes. Not saying anything means no, and the user should be able to change their mind. There is a lot of legal requirements related to consent. I have no interest in delving too deep into that topic right now. We got a lot of other things to cover, but you can actually, within Matomo, get some very useful links and tips for consent if you are interested in reading more about it. You will find it under privacy and asking for consent. There is even some links to the GDPR and so forth. So what kind of cookies does Matomo store then? Well, a bunch, you can say. Depending on what plugins you have active, the list might vary, but these are some of the basic ones that you will see on most sites, at least if you're using Matomo Tag Manager. MTM consent, it's the first one. It's a user preference cookie. It's for remembering if the user has consented to cookies or not. Remember that storing data in the cookies is the only way to have persistent information between visits. And so we need to create a cookie for remembering if we are allowed to create cookies. For some times, you also need to create a cookie for when you are not allowed to create cookies. That's a bit more. And we also have the PKID cookie. This is also a Matomo cookie. It's the unique identifier for the visitor or the user when accessing the page. We also have the PKSES cookie. This cookie stores information about the current visit that the user is doing right now. And as I said, there are a bunch of other cookies. It's very easy to find information about this if you look at matomo.org, or if you're using any search engine and search for Matomo and cookies, and you will get a more detailed information about what they include. Sometimes saying no to cookies are not enough. Matomo has the ability to let users completely opt out from any tracking. You can actually add this cookie called Matomo Ignore to keep your own traffic from getting exposed in the platform. One way to do that is to click on the administration, the small cog in the user interface, and then click personal and then settings. And then you have a link saying exclude your visits using a cookie. That will actually help you set this cookie in your browser to ignore all requests coming from your browser. This is a good way to make sure that if you as an administrator of the platform don't want to mix up your traffic with all the real visits to the page. It's also possible in Matomo to enable the do not track header that some browsers have implemented and are using. Here we can see a screenshot from Firefox where you can enable that header and say always or only for sites that I have selected. Another new feature is that you can create a custom opt-out page. You have had the opt-out page in Matomo for a long time, but they recently added the ability to actually add your own styles to that page to make it look more in line with the brand of the page you're visiting. But we're getting kind of sidetracked from, let's focus back on the tag manager instead, how we can handle options. So, a brief introduction. Matomo Tag Manager, it's a plugin. You actually need to activate the plugin if you're running your own installation of Matomo. When you activate the plugin, you will see a new selection in the top menu called Tag Manager. Tag Manager is a way to control custom JavaScript snippets for non-developers. You still need some technical know-how, but you can actually create quite a lot of interesting events and tracking without doing any custom JavaScript. Each page or property, if you are talking Google Analytics terms, has one or more containers. And a container is a collection of tags and triggers and variables. And a container has the ability to publish many different versions to different environments. And each site can actually have a multiple of containers if you want them to. When you click on the tag manager in the top menu, this is the primary scene that will greet you. It's on some of the parts here are on Swedish because this is a from a Swedish site, but you can see the triggers and the tags and the different versions and the variables. Today, we're gonna focus more on the variable part. And to be even more specific, we're going to focus on a Matomo configuration under variables. When clicking on the configuration, a new page is loaded and you are granted access to all the settings available for that configurations. Scrolling down in this list, we will find the options or settings related to cookies and to consent. There are three main options we will be discussing today. We have the disable cookies, require tracking consent, and require cookie consent. It can be a little bit confusing because when you are clicking one of them, for instance, say that you are clicking disable cookies, require tracking consent and require cookie consent will actually disappear from the options. The same is true for selecting require tracking consent and require cookie consent. So if these options are not showing for you, you might already have selected one of them and you need to unclick that options to get them all. It actually works a little bit more like a radio button than a normal select form. So the first option, disable cookies. This means that all cookies are completely disabled and Matomo doesn't need to store anything to track the users. It is possible to activate them again through JavaScript if you want to. And when we don't use cookies, Matomo will still track the visit, but we won't be able to capture additional details about a visit, such as if it's a returning visitor and information such as that, because we have no idea or no way of knowing if they are returning or not. Require tracking consent. This means that Matomo won't do any tracking at all until the user has agreed to this. When selecting this option, some additional JavaScript code needs to be executed and added to the site for when and if a user actually agrees and consents to being tracked. This will course impact how many visits you get on the page, because many users don't really care about the consent or consent options, and some users don't even want to be tracked. The JavaScript code that needs to be executed, it's displayed here, it's a small call to the PAQ object. The PAQ object is created by the Matomo Tracker JavaScript. And here we are pushing in a new setting or event to that object and telling it to remember that the user has given consent. There is also another option where we can say set consent given. That means that for this page view, the user has given their consent. But for that to work, you need to create your own method of remembering consent, because you don't want to disturb the user on every page load and ask for consent again, again, and again. And then we have the next option, require cookie consent. This means that we'll still do the tracking, but we won't create and store a cookie in the user's browsers without them actually approving and giving us their consent. This is the most common solution, at least for us, when we want to record that the page view is happening, but we want to also ask the user if it's okay to store the cookie, and when they say yes, you can, you are allowed to create a cookie in my browser, then the cookie gets created, and then the cookie is stored for at least a couple of weeks or maybe months. For all the following page views and return visits to the page. And as with the remember consent, we also have it's almost the same code that needs to be executed. you need to execute remember cookie consent given, push that to the PRQ object. There is also a set consent given if you don't want to store this information within a cookie, and you need, but then you need to call that set consent given on each page load. It can be a good option if you have your own consent management solution in place or are handling consent in any other way. Since the chat is lagging behind quite a bit, we learned yesterday, I'm gonna answer all the questions at the end of the session. So please just enter them in the chat and I will try to answer all of them at the end. So, but that's not all. We have more options to go through. There are also some options related to how the cookie should be created and how the cookie should be stored. These options are not related to consent, but more related to security and maybe even performance. There are four options we're going to focus in on right now. First up, we have the secure cookie option. So what does this even mean? Well, it means that if you're tracking data from sites that are using HTTPS, which you definitely should, you should enable secure cookies. This will, when a page isn't loaded over a secure channel such as HTTPS, the communication between your user and the web page aren't encrypted at all. And doing a cookie hijack, that means that you have a malicious actor on the same network as the user, then they can actually inspect the traffic flowing over the network and extract the cookie information from that user. For in a Matomo context, that might not be the most important thing because they can steal a visit ID. But if you have the ability to log into a site and are sending cookies related to that, it definitely can be quite bad. So, and setting the cookie as secure means that it limits the scope for the cookie. And limiting the scope means that the set cookie will only be sent over an HTTPS call. So even if the user are trying to access the web page in a non-HTTPS context, the cookie won't be sent. This is usually a good idea. We also have the cookie domain and the cookie path options. For cookies to work, we need to specify what domain it should be created for. For example, if your web page uses both www and without World Wide Web in the beginning, you can set the cookie to .whitespace.se, for example, and it should work for both domains. It's also possible to use a tag manager variable here, such as page host name. This can be very useful for testing purposes when you are using the same tag manager on a stage site and a production site, and you want to make sure that everything works as intended. When setting the domain, or using this variable, you need to remember that if it's possible to access your website for different domains for some reason, this might create different cookies and the user might get registered at different user IDs. Something to keep in mind. The cookie path option can be used if the site is installed in a subdirectory on the server. This will limit the amount of cookies created for that domain and restrict them to just one subdirectory. Then we have the same site cookie. This is an option for when a cookie should be sent from the browser to the server. This helps the browser to understand when the cookie should be sent to the server or not. There are three options to choose from here. We have the lax, that means do not send a normal cross-site sub-request, for example, when loading images or frames. This is the default option in most browsers. Then we have a more strict approach. That means that cookies will only be sent in a first-party context and will not be sent along with requests initiated by third-party websites or third-party scripts. And then we have none. This is a bit more like a Wild West approach. Cookies will be sent on all requests, in all contexts, images, and for cross-site requests. That was all the settings within Tag Manager to handle cookies. But there's actually one more important thing, something that Matomo can't really help us with, and that is removing consent. The way we do it and the JavaScript code that we need to execute is almost the same as the one we are using when remembering consent, but instead we use forget consent given. And we use forget cookie consent given. And this is for when the user actually decides by using the consent solution on the web page to remove the consent or click the checkbox that says, I don't want to be tracked anymore. And as with most things related to Matomo, the documentation is really, really good. And if you want to learn more about tracking consent and how the JavaScript part of it works, you should definitely check out the documentation. A big high five to the Matomo team that has created documentation. It's excellent documentation for all things, including creating your own plugins and so forth. And that was it. That was all my slides. I was hoping to have a short questions and answers section now for the last couple of minutes of the talk until the next one. And I will be monitoring the chat if we have any questions. Niklas asked earlier, can I decide how long the cookies will be saved? Of course you can decide how long to save the cookies. As Udo has mentioned, there is options for setting the timeouts. You can also, when you implement your own solutions, you can store them when cookies are created. For selecting a good time, I think that is dependent on the local jurisdictions, what kind of rules apply to the site that you are using. But maybe a month or two is a good starting point for most sites. Yeah, Marcus is pointing out we had a question earlier about third-party consent tools and consent manager. You can also implement them, and most consent manager, as Thomas mentioned, stores a cookie for when the user gives consent, and some of them have excellent support from Atomo, and then some you need to actually create your own small JavaScript snippets for handling cookies. And that is, in most cases, always when managing cookies, it's always two parts, one in Matomo and one is in the CMS or on the site that you are implementing it. And all sites require or need their own custom solutions always. And it's very hard to actually get away from that. Thomas is also mentioning that he has created a patch to Tag Manager where he can set the visitor cookie time directly in the configuration, and that sounds awesome. Hopefully that will make it into a future version of Tag Manager. Niklas is asking if he's not using Tag Manager, what kind of options does he have then? All of the JavaScript options that I have shown here today are available within Matomo without Tag Manager. But you don't have the ability, because those are Tag Manager options that I have shown you here, to set consent and so forth. You need to create your own solution when doing that. And normally I would say that you can catch me in the corridor or outside, but since we are having this digital conference, you have to write to me if you have any more questions after we are finished here in the chat, or you can drop me an email, yuan.westein@whitespace.se, or just talk to some of my colleagues. See, we have another question. If I remove my consent, is the previously stored data actually removed, such as my ID and masked IP address? It's Marcus Österberg who's asking. I'm guessing he means from Atomo, and no, that would not happen. The thing that gets removed is the actual cookie in your browser. If you want to remove your ID and masked IP address from Atomo, you would need to mail, I think, or create a support issue with the administrators of Matomo, and they can use the GDPR tools within Matomo to actually remove the ID and masked IP address, and also what pages that user accessed. So yeah, as I said earlier, I will stick around in this chat room called Tag Manager and Consent Solutions, probably for the rest of the day. And if anybody has any questions, just type them there if it's regarding Tag Manager or Consent. It would also be possible to jump on a quick hangout or call with me if needed, if you have any specific questions that you would like to ask in regards to this. So thank you, everybody. Talk to you later, and hope you have a good conference this last day of the week. And bye-bye.